Hey, thanks for being here. We are very active in the community, and I've pointed out the need across the spectrum when it comes to private organizations, and the need has increased with hunger increasing in the valley and the need for food assistance, more people with food insecurity, and we've looked at that quite a bit in ways that you can jump in and help. What we really haven't talked a lot about are the available services through the governmental agencies that offer help to people, whether it's the Department of Economic Security and the SNAP Food Program or WIC with the state and the Arizona Department of Health Services. So joining us now from the Department of Health Services is Don Harrington, and we're going to talk specifically about WIC. And I want to start here. Have you seen an increase in the need for these assistance programs?
At this point, no, Mike. We haven't seen an increase in the need for the expansion of the program.
When you look, also the other part of what WIC does is helping mothers with breastfeeding and things of that nature. Is there an increase interest in this because of the shortage of formula?
Yeah, I think we are getting a few more questions to our program areas about breastfeeding and alternatives, given that there's been the focus on the formula being a bit short in the public now.
If people are interested, if there are parents, families out there, young families or families that are going to happen soon, women that are pregnant, if they want to find out more, how can they find out if they qualify for these programs or what services are available through the Department of Health Services?
Well, they could certainly contact our department, our WIC program. Go on to our webpage, www.azdhs.gov, and just put in the search bar WIC, W-I-C, and it'll take them to all the information they need to reach us and answer questions.
The system, it seems to be helping families in need, and as needs increase or as we're seeing inflation increase, is the threshold for qualification going to change, or who controls that?
That would be the federal government. Presently, it's at a 175% of poverty level. So anything like that, we administer the federal program at the state level. And so they would make the determination on that.
Yeah, so we know that, you know, Social Security, it looks like there's going to be a cost of living increase for the people that are on Social Security because of inflation. And it's going to be significant based on the inflation. Is there any indication, has there been conversation about the federal government raising that threshold?
Not to my knowledge at this point, but, you know, that is one of those things that we normally hear about as they get ready to change it.
You know, I still look at the numbers for COVID-19, and over the last few weeks with COVID, we have seen the percentage of positive testing rate increase, but we haven't necessarily seen a huge jump in hospitalizations or deaths. Can you update us on a little bit of how things are going in Arizona?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up. I think the cases are having an uptick over the last 4 weeks. We've gone from in the 2000s to the 6000s. It's about 120% increase. Still not something that should cause alarm, but we're monitoring it to make sure. The point you brought out is exactly right with hospitalizations. Even though we're having the increase in cases, there's been a 0% increase in hospitalizations. And since February, the death rate has continued to decline.
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers, and there was a 9% positive rate last week based on the numbers that came out on Wednesday. So the positive test rate was 9%, but there's only a 0.4% rate. And I know that is the lagging statistic, but the rate of death still remains very low, and the highest rate continues to be the oldest among us. Is that staying pretty consistent?
Yes. In two different ways. It's staying consistent in the number of deaths and hospitalizations for those 65 and above. And now, though, the 65 and above now make up the second highest category of cases. So it just causes us more to stress vaccinations because that is the one factor that we can control and mitigate this disease.
Yeah, and we know that the oldest among us here in Arizona were the highest rate of vaccination because it was focused on first with them. Are we seeing a fall off of people going back for boosters? Is that part of the issue here, do you think?
Well, I don't know that we're having a fall off. I think it's a lot of trying to get the word out to them to continue staying updated with their boosters. We've done town halls with AARP and numerous other organizations, veterans groups and the like, to try to get the information out to the elder population to continue with the boosters and to stay updated, yes.
Don Harrington joins us from the Department of Health Services here in Arizona. Let's talk then about the concerns for people. The concerns are always going backwards when it comes to restrictions or recommendations. Are we going to start seeing masking recommendations again? Are we going to start seeing those things happen again? Is that even a possibility or on the radar?
Well, I think from the department's perspective, we do make recommendations. And I think at this point, we've not seen anything that would cause us to change recommendations that we presently have in play. So I think from that perspective, we would have no change in what we've presently done.
All right. So when it comes to, and I know I'm jumping around a little bit, when it comes to the statistics you're watching with no increase in hospitalizations and deaths and actually declining deaths, is that more evidence that what we're seeing in the morphing of this virus and the different variants is that it becomes more contagious, but it becomes less severe?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I think the Omicron that we have presently being the dominant strain has been consistently transmissible and contagious. I think it keeps demonstrating that. But I think because we're getting a better vaccinated population, I think we're seeing less cases. We're seeing the hospitalization stabilize, and we're seeing fewer deaths. The vaccinations, again, are the key to all that. But the Omicron itself is still as contagious as it's ever been. So our goal is to just get people vaccinated to prevent that passage from one to another.
Yeah, there was just a little over 53,000 vaccinations recorded last week. That was another one of the statistics I wrote down. Is that number per week satisfactory to the department, or would you rather see that number? What do you think would be a good number to see each week in vaccinations?
Always more than the previous week.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of a simplistic answer, I understand, but the goal is to get every Arizonan vaccinated, and until we get that, we're always going to be striving for more.
I appreciate the time this morning. I think that we talk about private services for people that have food insecurities, but for women, infants, children, this is a program that's available, taxpayer funded, and I just hope that people will reach out if they're in a position of need, and that you can give them the help they need.
Oh, us too. And I appreciate you talking about this because this does have a significant population, and we do want to be of service.
Well, I hope we can talk again under better circumstances down the road.
Here too.